Good morning. It's another beautiful week and it's off to a great start. I hope that you're having a wonderful week as well and that you're staying in the presence of God and being sensitive to His Spirit to speak into your heart. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this week. We thank you because it's the one that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for giving us the strength to find joy, gladness, and hope in everything that comes our way. We thank you for giving us the grace to believe that everything works for our good and not to us. We ask that your presence keep staying and resting with us, and that your Holy Spirit will keep ministering to us, that we might do your will every day of our lives. Amen. So I got led for us to read the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 till the end, or till when, till the end. Today we'll be reading Proverbs chapter 1 from the NIV, New International Version. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables and sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are like garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave, and whole like those who go down the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us. We will all share the loot, my son. Do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their path. For their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the path of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises a voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes a speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand. Since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they will not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke. They will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes, for the waywardness of the simple will kill them, but the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will go into our hearts and expand this word to minister to us what he wants us to get out of it, what he wants us to learn from it. And I pray that God in his infinite mercy will bless our ways and our path and fill us with the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and all understanding. Have a fantastic week, everyone. This is Toby Rich.